everyone. This is Technorama 101, the show after the show. I'm Craig Stepp, co-host of Technorama. We do our shows on Sunday nights. It used to be twice a week, but we changed that up. We do it every Sunday night. And after the show, as we're doing the show notes and encoding the show and uploading it and all that good stuff, we usually talk for another 30, 45 minutes after the show. And I thought it'd be nice if we actually use that as a show. Kind of give those of you who don't join our stream as we record live, kind of behind the scenes look. So here we go. Here's Technorama 101, the show after the show.
Thanks for listening. Take care. Till next time.
Bye now. That's awesome.
Now I can cough up a lung.
Good, because I'm recording this too.
101.
Yeah.
Should we start the end of show with 101?
That's exactly what I was going to do. I'm going to call the show 101, the show after the show.
Come on. Import quicker. Import quicker.
Shave. Yeah, this new Skype's kind of funny. Oh, you know what was interesting is I was in the hotel room, and they have free Wi-Fi in all the buildings. Now, albeit it was a low signal, but what was cool was I was able to get on. However, I couldn't do it in Linux to save my life. It would not get a DHCP address.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, all right, I'll boot into XP, and I did, and I got on fine. But it just would not. But at home, you know, no problem. Yeah, sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Because the only place I could get decent wireless with the place we stayed at was down in the lobby.
Oh, well, they said each building was wired, which it was. It must have been some kind of mesh network because it was one SSID for the whole place. But I couldn't get on, I swear. I went over to the closest to the front door where the signal was best, just to see if it was signal strength or something. I could not get it to connect at all. I don't know. But I was like, crap, something screwed up with my Linux install. So I came home. Works fine. I don't know. Duke knew. That's kind of weird. I should ask the presentation guy we were talking to, what the hell's wrong with you discriminating against Linux? You fix that. Go fix it now.
I'm not signing anything.
You know what was funny? He was pulling up. He was showing us an email that he'd gotten. Oh, hello. He was showing us an email he'd gotten, and the email didn't have the images on there, and he was like, oh, it's not looking right. I was like, well, you got to tell it to show images. He was using ACT. Email client. I was like, who the hell uses ACT email client? I couldn't find the show images on there. I was like,
isn't ACT?
It's a contact.
The contact manager. He's doing that for email?
Yeah.
Holy crap, man.
Well, I wasn't going to suggest, hey, let's go down there with Thunderbird. I'm not going to, you know, or explain the virtues of Firefox to him.
That's like using Lotus Notes as a browser.
Yeah.
It can be done, but I won't tell you what you're going to see and what you're going to miss.
Because you can do a thing does not mean you should do this thing.
Right. Oh, boy. Wachovia Bank is alerting me of a new security upgrade.
You better visit that link now.
Report spam! Steve Cody has instructions on the IP relay. Hey guys, I did a little bit of research on the IP relay thing. It's pretty cool and very easy to use. All your information you can do this at ip-relay.com.
Wait a minute, stop right there. I feel like an idiot.
You might have missed the dash.
No, I didn't even go search. That's the
problem. To leave a message to you, I use AIM and I set up a buddy called My IP Relay. Then I send a message, hi, to My IP Relay buddy, and it gives you little info on what to type next. You can type help for all the commands you can use. It was pretty easy. After doing the call command, I enter the number, and it says, connecting to IP relay operator. The operator types in the message you have on your voicemail. Oh, okay. I type in my message, and when I'm done, I use end call to hang up. You should give it a shot. You can set up your own phone number that people can call you with. That just opens up AIM.
Is it free?
Oh, yeah. We're not stealing any music or anything, are we?
No. Hey, speaking of which,
trouble for this.
Speaking of which, guess that we were in Virgin Records. My wife wanted. Can you turn it down a little bit? It's hard to talk with that. We were into Virgin Records, and my wife was looking for a CD, and I felt dirty walking into a music store. What's worse is. We were walking around and she goes, oh, look, you know, there were a bunch of CDs that were marked down to $10. And it was like a couple of Beatles albums. I was like, I've got all the Beatles albums. And then she's talked about another CD she wanted. And out loud, she goes, oh, so-and-so's got that. I'll just borrow it and let you burn it. I was like, don't say that in here.
This is kind of like walking into the post office.
Oh, man. I was like, don't
say
that.
It still
in
exists.
Here. Yeah. Yeah, right. I just thought that was funny.
I'm going to tag the show.
I was like, I have not bought a CD in years. That was the only time I bought one.
We've caught the Technorama. Now we've got to tag it. Then we can find out where it goes.
Did you say something about Steve Irwin last week? I didn't.
Nope.
You know, that really caught me off guard. And that bothered me for several days. I was like, man, I can't believe that. That just really blew me away that would happen. That sucks.
Oh, come on. You weren't that surprised that sooner or later he was going to get chomped by a croc or something.
Dude, we watched his biography or whatever they had on
In that line of work, you know he's going to bite it sooner or later.
Well, he's got scars and he's had his fingers broken and all that stuff. But I'm just saying, he knew what he was doing around those things. But to just be killed, I was just like, wow. It blew me away, especially from a stingray.
Maybe it was Stingray, our listener.
Yeah. It was him. I'm turning him in. But it was a freak, it was a freak thing, a barb to the heart. It's just amazing.
Yeah, I mean, how... You'd think he'd get lashed and get a barb in the leg or something. What the heck was he doing that he got a barb in the heart?
Well, he was swimming near it, and I think they said the cameraman and him were on either side of it, and I think he kind of went over it, not like... You know, it wasn't swimming on top. He was swimming over, and it just popped up. And it was a freak thing. It said the guy said he actually pulled it out, but it was too late. It hit his heart.
Yeah, so, you wonder if he would have survived if it just hit him in the foot or something.
Yeah, but he said the poison that is put in by the barb, if it hits you, somewhere like that, normally it's fine. You can get around it. They'll pour hot water. Or warm water over the wound, and it will break up the poison. So it's not necessarily a problem. But when it hit him and it hit his heart, the poison just goes through your body. Boom, you're done. So anyway, that really bothered me there for a few days. Kept thinking about it, because I really liked the guy.
Victor has left us. The people are leaving the chat room. We'll have to give a post-show shout out to the chat room.
Yeah. Yeah, who stayed and didn't? All right, show
Victor
notes.
Victor has left the room.
Show notes are done. Oh, wait a minute. I got to go back in and remove the empty sections. Whoa, don't you do that, Linux. So how was your week, Chuck?
Not too bad. We got a lot of stuff done. We had our, I don't know what you call it, strategic meeting about our software group. What do we want to do about the IT application development group? That finally happened. Didn't really determine, there's a few next actions, but everybody's pretty much on board to get it done. And what else? I opened up a rec to backfill the programmer guy we lost, so I got to do an interview with the contractor, formal interview. So Mark Horstman's been helping me put that together.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, how's that coming along, by the way, your mentoring?
You remember the adage, be careful what you wish for, because you might just get it?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Is he riding you?
I would say challenging, better word.
Okay.
It's very enlightening, but there are times when I feel like an nincompoop.
That's what he's there for.
At least I recognize that I'm an nincompoop. I don't want to be so much of a nincompoop that it's not worth his time. I mean, I asked him, I said, am I a basket case? Am I a lost cause here? Because I just made a whole bunch of, foobars. He goes, no. So, okay, let's keep going then.
Don't show your weakness. That's my, I'm mentoring you now.
He's well aware of my weaknesses now.
Yeah. Yeah, and he hangs up the phone. Jesus.
No, he's been very helpful. I sent him my weekly status and said what we're planning on doing with this position. And he says, are you going to be doing an interview? And I said, ever since I'd filled out the requisition the other day, I've been thinking about it, but was sort of going back and forth. He said, I think you should. And I said, thank you, because that just pushed me over the fence.
What, to do an interview with the guy that you had?
With the contractor that, we did an initial interview to get him into the contracting position.
Well, now that he's been there for a while, of course you'd want to do that again. Because, to see if that's really one he wants to stick with, I guess we're to start off with.
We've been talking about it for the last 2.5 months. He knows what the position is. He knows, what the responsibilities are, and I've asked him if he's interested. So we've kind of got an informal agreement that if everybody agrees he's the right person, we'll just drop him in. Well, to make it more formal and to show that the bar is pretty high, even for the internal guys, there's a political perception thing that this should be done by the book, more or less.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just drop him in because you think he's a nice guy. We may uncover things by doing a formal interview.
That's what I'm saying. Because you're going to hire him, right?
Well, yeah, if it works out.
That's what I'm saying. That's the intention, right?
He's our lead candidate at this point.
Okay, I'm sorry. That's what I meant. The intention is to bring him or someone on full-time and you'll be part of your company. Well, yeah, of course I would.
Why shouldn't he go through the same thing that, man on the street has to go through?
Well, he'd have to reapply.
So, right.
Yeah. Me and Mark, we're on the same railing, man. Get up. You're nincompoop.
I didn't nincompoop that one. I nincompooped the things that are face-to-face last month.
Oh, really? Oh.
Don't ask.
Well, you know what? Stick with it, because I think if you do, you'll be a better person if you do. Because you can listen to that guy. Or those two guys, and you'd be like, they know what the heck they're doing.
Oh, yeah, I know they do. Yeah. And
it's a golden opportunity here.
Dealing with Mark gives me a much better perception of dealing with the president of the company, who until about a month ago was my boss.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's my boss's boss. So this is as big of a career change as when I got out of college. So for 20 years, I've been doing basically the same thing. Now I'm sort of reinventing myself.
Yeah, you're associated with what you've been doing, but you're in a different point of view from it.
It will probably take me a good year and a half to get comfortable with what I'm doing. I enjoy the challenge, but it's trying sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
It's very analogous to what I'm doing in karate. I feel like a nincompoop there. I don't have a strong kick. I don't have a strong punch. But by golly, I'm willing to learn and practice.
Chuck, you must stumble before you walk.
The nice thing is I don't walk out with physical bruises when I'm
at work.
After work.
Yeah. Hey, with all things, you got to learn. And there's all the learning curve. So.
Yeah, the question is, can I learn and be effective quickly enough before they go, this isn't working. Let's go get somebody who's already got the experience.
I tell you what, I got my boss, who is the IT manager. There's, I guess IT manager. He's over the whole department. And I'm like, how did you? It could be any question, you know. Maybe they're talking about a backup schedule or a big change or something, you know, buying some equipment or something. And he'll come up, well, have we thought about doing it this way or come up with a different aspect? I'm like, when the crap did you come up with an idea like that? You know, I never heard that from anybody in this sitting in this room, but he'll come up with something. I mean, he's good. He's really good at coming up with a different angle at any problem, as small as me working on a web app to, you know, our backup schedule. I'm like, the hell did you come up with this, man? Yes, that's too good.
If you want an approximation of what Mark Horseman looks like,
yeah,
we were watching Ferris Bueller's Day Off yesterday. The girls have not seen it, and Julie thought it was hysterical.
Yeah,
the Ferris Bueller's dad looks an awful lot like Mark Horseman.
Oh, really?
At least I think so.
Hmm. It's funny you mention that because I actually bought that movie at the Virgin Record Store. And it was on TV this weekend. Yeah. Well, it was only $10 for the movie. I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was on Nickelodeon, and they smashed so many commercials in there, it wasn't even funny.
I know. And you know what I did buy? We bought Goonies as well.
Never saw that movie.
What?
Had much interest.
It's like the greatest, one of the classic cult 80s movies.
Nope, never saw it.
All right, that's another movie. Did you go see Galaxy Quest yet?
Not yet, man.
I'm hanging up. Like, my God, I can't work.
So much for this. So much for the post show. Show.
I can't work like this.
Well, the upload will go faster.
Telling you, you've got to see that. So he looks like Ferris's dad, huh?
It's in some respects, yeah.
Hmm. I'm gonna go browse around. I've been keeping up with my news and stuff a little bit. At night, when we come back to the room, you know, everybody's kind of vegging out watching TV or going to bed or, you know, son's in the bed. So I'm like, well, I'll just boot up the laptop. So, yeah, a good thing I did, man. Every time I got in my Gmail, it's like hundreds of emails.
Oh, I know. It's really tough to catch up if you don't stay in touch. That's why I was kind of dying out in Arizona without some bandwidth.
Well, you know what? What was worse is, you know, Gmail says you have 11 messages, but those are conversations. Those aren't there's not just 11
messages.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that's the conversations.
Yeah.
Which could have 18 messages in each thread.
You know what? I hope I really didn't miss anything in the Fit group because there was so much stuff. A couple times I just had to mark it all red.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it, you know.
Oh, a couple things that are in the pipeline for Technorama.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned the possibility of talking to somebody from NOAA. I've got some contact phone numbers. I'll see if I can catch them on lunch hour tomorrow. See what I can find there. Do some exploring. And Chuck Allman from Pier, Wisconsin. Remember the talk with Tom Dudchick from Immersion Presents?
Yes. Yeah, of course, yes.
This is a guy who works with Tom at the, I don't know what you call it, not an aquarium, but a facility like that in Pier, Wisconsin, which is just outside of Milwaukee. So it's about an hour and a half from here. I said, Chuck, sorry we haven't kept in touch. Want to set up something to do a tour or an on-site interview, that kind of thing? He goes, oh, yeah, absolutely. So just give me a call. So I've got to set that up probably. I don't know if I can squeeze it in before the expo, but that would be really nice if I can get that in the next week or two. Get that one down. And I've also touched base with a guy by the name of David Labby. I was talking with...
Mm-hmm.
He's now the person I have to go through to get in touch with Dr. Robert Ballard. So I'm trying to rekindle that one. That's only, what, a year old now? Trying to get that interview.
Right. Hey, you know, by the way, nothing is set in stone, and I don't know exactly who I'm talking to, but perhaps in the future we're going to have some more Mythbusters interviews.
Ooh.
Not just Adam either. And, yeah, some other people. So we'll see.
Ooh.
I have nothing.
Carrie, you want to drive down to the PME?
Yeah, come
Wednesday.
On.
Wednesday.
Yeah, but we're
Wednesday night.
Yeah, so I'm still working on those, and I've gotten some emails back and forth, but I don't. Nothing's confirmed yet, so I can't have nothing really to say other than that. So.
No, but the wheels are in motion. The pings have been made.
And more would be made. Microsoft's Bill Gates on Firefox.
So,
hey, what unit do you have?
I have the 795.
795. I just told Country Signs about the IFP 799.
Same thing, only that's the 1 gig version.
Yeah, that's exactly right. She was looking for... Well, they don't make it anymore. They don't make it anymore for some reason.
No, you got to get refurbs.
Yeah, so...
Pretty cheap.
I need to get one. I really want one of those things. To be honest with you, I really want a simple little MP3 player / recorder.
If I had a little more money, I'd sell you mine, and I'd get myself a Marantz.
No. No. Don't get the Marantz. You know what?
Why?
Victor's unit that he's got, it's about half the cost of that Marantz. And it works very well.
Don't tell me it's an Eterol.
No, it's not. Okay. I forget you have to email him and ask him. But it's what he's using. He's using it as an external hard drive, basically, to record straight to it. It does phantom power for your mics, if you wanted to use that.
okay.
I read a whole review on it. When he mentioned, yeah, I'm checking this out, I think I'm going to buy one. And I went and read a review. Guy was crazy about it. I think the reviewer had a couple of glitches, I think have been worked out by now, but Victor seems to like it just fine, and it sounds great. So you might want to check with him. I mean, it's like $350.
I want to play with the one of his iPod microphones too. See how that works.
Ah, yeah. Didn't he get? He got that. Then he got this unit. So
He's got two of them. He's got one from I think it was Xtremec and one from Belkin. He wants to sell one. So I've got dibs. I'm going to try it out at the expo. If I can, that's what I was going to do. You or Steve Pruitt can buy the iRiver and the Sony mic, and then I can buy his mic, and then I don't have to haul around two units. I can just haul around my iPod.
Well, I'd be interested in your iRiver.
Okay. Let's make a deal!
Well, I always thought those things were cool, you know, for... One double A, and then you're good to go. You know, carry a couple of those in your pocket.
Well, you got to have another one for the mic.
Oh, I'm saying you have to get one for the mic, which I don't have the mic yet.
Actually, in certain situations, the built-in mic sounds better than the Sony. It's amazing.
And you got that EMC whatever something.
Yeah, EMCM 907.
Yep. Yeah.
That one Kevin's got.
Yeah. JT from the GigCast was asking me about... mobile recording setup, and I told him that you can probably go find the iRiver. That's the one I know works pretty well, and I couldn't remember the model number for the mic. That's why I asked in the group the other day.
Yep. So when did you drove back last night?
No, this morning. We left this morning.
Oh, okay. I was trying to figure out what window where you weren't online so that I wouldn't, you know, volley things at you.
Oh, last night I got online for a little bit, and I was like, I've read everything, so I was done. I turned it off a little early and watched TV. We were going to leave yesterday if the sales guy didn't keep us for 4 freaking hours. You know, we had our stuff ready to go, throw it in the car, and we're going to go. But then we decided it goes late, and we were all hungry. But my son hadn't eaten and everything, so we went to the Outback. Anyway, we decided just to leave this morning. Wasn't sure.
It took about 9 hours?
Let's see. Yeah, we left to what? I think we were on the road at 9, got here about...
Hey, let's take a picture of us at the expo. 5:30. And send
no,
it to Libsyn.
We rolled in here at 5:30. What's that?
Let's take a picture of us at the expo and send it into Libsyn. Maybe they'll use it on their front page.
Yeah, well, we need the...
The whole fit
podcast
group?
With stupid. That was a great picture. That was cool. Are you taking cards again this year? Or, you know, that was done.
I thought about it. I'm not sure if I'd get duplicates or not.
Yeah, you probably will, to be honest with you.
People remembered it.
I just had a good time there. That's all I'm looking forward to. I'm having a great time there. Oh, did you get your...
I'm curious to know if it's going to have the same feel as last year.
I think in some smaller circles, I think it will.
I think it's going to feel more...
Well, I mean, who's coming down? And Michelle's coming down, right? I think she was talking about... Did she say she was going to be there at the expo? Anyway, Country Signs... Well, I mean, in our group,
I think you're thinking of Karen.
She's going to be coming too. Country Signs was just asking for a unit. That's what I was just talking about in the.
Okay.
Anyway, what I was getting at was, different expo. Sorry. Anyway, I think in our group, seeing Michael and Evo and all the fit guys and that kind of thing. Yeah, but I don't know if it's going to be that. You know, overall, everybody had heard everybody that was there last year. Now this year, I've only listened to the fit guys and some stuff outside of our group a little bit, not as much.
Yep.
So I don't know. We'll see. I wish the Paul.com guys were coming.
That would be nice.
Yeah. Have you been listening to their show?
I have not. I've caught bits and pieces, but I've never sat down and.
Like we've talked about this podcast over an hour, but I do make time for that one and, in the trenches, although I haven't listened to Kevin. I tried to listen to him going through the stupid toll booths.
I'm way behind.
I was listening to him and George before George went to Europe and I was trying to finish it, and every time I get going good, speed get up on the highway, here comes a stupid toll booth. I could go dig around for a dollar and a quarter or 75 cents. Yes, Dr. Floyd would be at the expo again, which I'd be looking forward to that. Maybe Chuck will get back up there.
This one's going to, I don't know, to me this one's going to seem more like a working expo. I've got to do the session. We're going to be part of Douglas's thing for LA podcasters.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to try and get on Dr. Floyd again. It just seems like there's a lot more work to do this time around.
Yeah, and there probably is. But like I said, I think in smaller groups, it's going to be, more fun.
Yeah, in smaller groups. I don't think it'll be, remember when? There won't be so much hero worship going on.
That's what I'm saying.
We got kind of excited when we saw Leo. Wow, there's Leo. This year it's like, hey, Leo.
Yeah. Well, like I said, last year we had a whole year, almost a year, of listening to everybody had heard everybody. And the people that were early podcasters, everybody was excited to see them. Now it's like, there's so many more podcasts now, and it's hard to focus on.
Yeah, maybe this would be a good way to introduce ourselves to some new material, or maybe potential FIT members or something. I don't know.
Yeah. God, don't we have enough FIT members now? Let's see.
Alrighty, show's up.
Herbert shows up.
And this song is coming to an end. With that, I need to get some sleep.
Yeah, me too. So, alright guys, well have a good one.
Thanks, man.
See you next Sunday.
Talk to you later, sir.
Alright, good night, man.
Bye.
You two are a couple of geeks.